Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It is 23 degrees in Brantford, 22 in Hamilton, 22 degrees in Kitchener-Waterloo. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Sylvester. Brantford Mayor Kevin Davis is heading to Cologne, Germany for the world's largest food and beverage industry trade show, described as the Olympics of Food. It takes place October 4th to 8th. Mayor Davis said he is going because food and beverage is about 25% of Brantford's local industry and it's growing. The city says the conference attracts more than 140,000 decision makers from around the globe and is an opportunity to showcase Brantford's skilled workforce and strong logistics and transportation infrastructure. Residents in parts of Brant County, Haldimand County, Six Nations, and Norfolk County in the Mackenzie Creek sub-watershed are being asked to reduce their water consumption by 20% due to continued dry conditions. The call for reduced water comes from the Grand River Low Water Response Team. They say the lack of rain has caused water levels in stream flows to drop significantly. Prime Minister Mark Carney is expected to soon explain why he will no longer be giving a major speech on foreign policy to the United Nations General Assembly in New York next week. He had been slated to speak on September 27th, but an updated schedule says Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand will instead address the Assembly on Canada's behalf 2 days later. Carney is still set to take part in events at the UN about Ukraine, Haiti, and the Middle East. Canada will also be formally recognizing Palestinian statehood. The U.S. ambassador to Canada is in New Brunswick today. Pete Hoekstra will be speaking in Fredericton a day after he expressed his frustration by Canada's elbows-up rhetoric at a luncheon hosted by the Halifax Chamber of Commerce. Hoekstra calls it an anti-American campaign. He also complained about Canadian media and politicians characterizing the Canada-U.S. economic relationship as being a trade war. Michelin has awarded an extra star to a restaurant in the Niagara region. The Culinary Tastemaster says restaurant Pearl Morissette in Jordan Station, which offers contemporary cuisine, has been promoted to 2 stars. The total number of Toronto area restaurants with a Michelin star is now at 17. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays are in Kansas City tonight to take on the Royals, looking to snap a 2-game losing skid. The Jays' magic number to clinch a playoff berth remains at 3, as Cleveland beat Detroit 3-1 yesterday. CFL tonight in Toronto, the Argos hosting Montreal Saturday night. Hamilton is home to Edmonton. Light 92 weather, clear skies this evening, 8 degrees overnight. Saturday sunny, the high 21. It clouds over on Sunday with a high of 26. Fall arrives on Monday with the chance of showers. Right now in Brantford, it's 23 degrees, 22 in Hamilton, also 22 in Kitchener-Waterloo. From the Light 92 News Center, I'm Brian Sylvester.